Hello, this is Trent Gillis, the online editor for Speaking of Faith, bringing you another SOF Extra. Krista Tippett's new book, titled Speaking of Faith, is now available at all major bookstores. As a special extra for our podcast listeners, speakingoffaith.org presents a series of passages from her audiobook. The second installment comes from Chapter 2, Remembering Forward. Here, Krista connects memories of her grandfather's complexity with what it once meant to be an evangelical Christian and what it means today.
The Oklahoma in which I grew up was an outpost of Southern Baptist Empire. But the faith of my childhood was evangelical before that label carried the identity politics or conservative associations of today. In fact, until the early 20th century, Protestant and evangelical were interchangeable terms. But as the century progressed, a more theologically liberal Christianity picked up the mantle of social justice and defended it with critical biblical scholarship, altogether questioning the transcendent power of God. This specter, compounded by economic depression and war in the world, led conservative Protestants to begin to concentrate less on saving society and more on saving souls. Their time, like ours, was also marked by breathtaking technological advance that magnified both progress and danger. The new evangelicals concentrated on the personal moral sphere over which an individual could have control. My maternal grandfather, the Reverend C.T. Perkins, emerged from that tradition. I called him Gaggy. My later fascination with religion had surely to do with his singular integrity among all the members of my family. Here I use that word integrity strictly. He had it all together for better or worse. He discerned certain truths about the nature of the universe, and he lived by them. They both clarified and constrained his range of vision and movement. My mother grew up forbidden to dance, swim, go to movies, wear pants, or play cards. But she did not subject me to his rules, and so I was free to be intrigued by him. I could never buy into the popular idea in our family that he was a tyrant. He was funny. He told jokes. He laughed easily. He bought a farm after he retired from evangelizing, planted a vegetable garden, and lovingly built wooden birdhouses. Even as he preached hellfire and brimstone, he had a sense of play. He was a man of God with a sense of humor, and to this day that is a combination I admire and seek out. Also, though he only had a third-grade education, my grandfather possessed a strange, prodigious intelligence. He could perform complex mathematical feats in his head. After his death, I inherited the Bibles he studied and preached by, mighty, leather-bound King James versions with feather-thin pages, and I found page after page marked with notes, annotations, cross-references, every margin full of observations that speak to a love for the life of the mind. From an early age, I sensed this in myself, an unlearned pleasure I could take in ideas, the written word, and the thoughts in my head, their powers of making sense. I believe that Gaggy held intellectual clarity and personal pleasure in a truce with his faith. He kept them a respectable distance away from beliefs and rules he had accepted as true and beyond question, indeed dangerous to think through to the end. He was as passionate physically as he was spiritually, and handsome to the end of his life, with sharp cheekbones and an elegant bald head. He had eloped with my grandmother Mary, a petite dark-haired beauty at the piano in one of the churches where he evangelized. Exactly 9 months later, so I heard it many times, she gave birth to a stillborn boy on their kitchen table. C.T. and Mary believed they would never have children until my mother came along like a miracle 9 years later. There was a fear in Gaggy as large as his laughter, as vigorous as his mind. And the Christian faith, as I learned it from him, saw human beings as weak creatures set loose in a world awash with dangers. The wages of sin, as the Apostle Paul said it, and my grandfather heard this connected exclusively with individual, often sexual morality, was death. He carried this conviction as a burden, a grave personal responsibility to stave off eternal damnation one life at a time.
Krista Tippett, reading from her new book, Speaking of Faith. Information about Krista's book can be found on our website, speakingoffaith.org. And next week, Krista tells about her first encounter with Elie Wiesel and his openness to seeing the pain of the children of Holocaust perpetrators, all part of the next SOF Extra.
American Public Media.